to get put in this role, I mean, I'm embracing it. I'm looking forward to it, you know, for however long it lasts. You know, we hope John heals up quick and get back when he can. And, you know, he'll be missed while he's gone.
Did you see this coming? I mean, were you kind of like everyone else waiting till the last minute to maybe see something turn around, John?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't, you know, what goes on in there is whatever. I think we were all told the same thing, that we're hopeful he was going to be able to make it back. And I know that he was working like crazy to try to get back. And, you know, for whatever reason, the decision came down that this was the right thing to do.
You certainly have played many spots. What's your comfort level with the center position?
Yeah, I mean, given time at any one position, I feel like I can be comfortable there. I mean, last year, you guys asked the same question about right guard, and at the time, maybe wasn't as comfortable, but, you know, with some time there, felt comfortable. I've, you know, spent 3 weeks at center now with these guys, and, yeah, I mean, I'm comfortable. I'm ready to go.
How much does that aspect help, that you've been at least preparing for this a little bit, not knowing for sure about Sullivan, but at least having an idea was there?
Yeah, you know, as an O-line, the more time you get with each other, the better it's going to be. So it's been good. It's been good to be able to work with them. And, you know, we got some new guys in there, young guys. They've all been great to work with. So looking forward to it. It's a good room. Obviously missing a few key guys that we wish were there. But, you know, O-line room, you got to go ahead.
Do you have a lot of experience doing line calls?
Yeah, I mean, that was my position in Miami before I came here. I mean, I was primarily a center. You know, you guys have seen me on game day more at guard here. But in my mind, you know, I've been more of a center than anything else. So
you were close, I think, before you were drafted to kind of going into an engineering career. I mean, how do you kind of reconcile where you've come from and the role you're in now and the fact that you might have been preparing for a life without football?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you don't know what you didn't know. I mean, if I was an engineer, if, you know, happily married, kids, or a small town somewhere, just loving life. I mean, I can't guess what it would have been like not having this. You know, if I didn't know it was even there. I've loved playing football. It's been great. I'm glad that it worked out the way it has. You sit back and really think about it, and it's kind of, it's amazing how things have laid out for a career to last 11 years. I'm thankful. I feel blessed. You know, I know it's not a path that I could have ever seen. So.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.